At 7:06, it is overcast and 55 in Tulsa. We're expecting rain and 65 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The National Weather Service has a flash flood warning for north central Tulsa County. That's going to be everything north of Admiral. Nowata County, Rogers County, Washington County, and Western Craig County until 2 o'clock. Already about 2 to 4 inches of rain has occurred in that area. An additional 1 to 3 inches will be possible between now and 2 o'clock. It is going to be yet another soggy day in Oklahoma with lots of flooding problems. In Tulsa County, the National Weather Service is expecting about 4.5 inches of rain countywide with a worst-case scenario of nearly 10 inches. The NWS says areas east of Tulsa could get much, much more.
Some locations where the heaviest rainfall occurs could receive upwards of 10 to 15 inches in isolated areas.
Now, the heavy rain is expected to last through early tomorrow morning and then taper off. We do have flood warnings for several of the creeks in the area. In Tulsa County, it includes Bird Creek, both at Sperry and Owosso. Bird Creek is expected to impact several roads on the south side of Owosso, as well as Tulsa's Mohawk Park and the Oxley Nature Center. Also, there's a warning for the Caney River at Collinsville. Over in Creek County, it is the Polecat Creek at Sepulpa. The best advice is simply turn around, don't drown. That comes from the Tulsa Area Emergency Management Director, Roger Jolliffe. He says when encountering floodwaters, don't drive through them.
The past couple of people that have drowned during flooding events here in Tulsa County died because they were in a position of safety and chose to go into the water. They made decisions to go into the floodwater and just don't go into floodwater. It's very simple. Do not drive into it. Don't walk into it.
Some even drive around the barricades to take on the rushing waters. And Jolliffe says even if barricades are not in place, it's best not to chance it. Instead, turn around and find another route. You'll need to find another route between Bixby and Liberty Mounds this morning. 181st at South Memorial has been closed because of high water. Well, the storm sweeping through Oklahoma inundated roads and prompted tornado warnings for 6 Oklahoma counties last night. There are no confirmed tornado touchdowns. Now, straight-line winds yesterday from a thunderstorm snapped power poles in Tulsa County, knocking out power to about 700 people near 51st and 129th East Avenue. That power has now been restored. We have much more on all of the weather on our website for you. You'll find it at publicradiotulsa.org. Click on News and then Traffic and Weather. Another hike at the pump is in the forecast for this week as the price of gasoline climbs toward $4 a gallon, but attention is being focused on compressed natural gas. Tulsa Chamber of Commerce Governmental Affairs Director Chris Bench says Tulsa has the potential to become a CNG hub.
I think Tulsans and I think the energy industry sees CNG as a great opportunity to achieve those, I think, really important policy goals.
CNG is selling in Tulsa for $1.29 per gallon. On State Capitol Watch, the Oklahoma House approved the Bridge to Literacy program. The bill is from Tulsa Democrat Jabbar Shoemake to ensure that every child can read at grade level by the end of the third grade. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain today, a high of 65. Tonight, a break. Rain chances drop to 30%, a low of 45. Tomorrow, more rain, a 40% chance, a high of 66. And on Thursday, thunderstorms likely with a high of 63. Right now in Tulsa, it is overcast, rain in 55. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.